Track one row not selected.
Hey guys, so I am back. I have been asked to play Tarzan Jr. Tarzan Jr. is another game made by PB Games. Philip Benefall, I think is how you say his name. I'm not sure. The guy from Sweden who later formed Blast Bay Studios. So this one is, it's an okay game. I like it. I haven't really played it in years and years, so I'm kind of getting back into it, but I've been playing around with it for about a day, and I think I'm ready to play it. So, I guess this is like a jungle game. There's parts where you're in the jungle, there's parts where you're in a mountain. It's okay. Let's go ahead and fire it up.
Menu.
Now, as with Dark Destroyer, he coded this in JavaScript, so you'll probably want to turn off your screen reader or put it to sleep.
One Audacity. Two Tarzan Jr.
Yeah, I'm gonna load the game.
Unknown. Tarzan Jr.
PB Games presents. Tarzan Jr.
Main menu. Use your up and down arrow keys to move in the menu and enter to select an option.
Alright, I'm gonna put NVDA to sleep. This music isn't bad. And look, he made this when he was like 13 or 14, so not bad. Because look, I couldn't do this stuff when I was 14, but I don't really want to code, so, you know, let me turn that down. So you can hit page up and page down. Ooh, that pops. Page up and page down to change the music. Home raises it and turns it off. Let's turn it off. He uses deck talk, which is, I guess it's okay.
New game.
So, new game.
Vine speed round.
Vine speed round. I will demo this, but in just a minute.
Load saved game.
Load saved game. This uses cookies in Internet Explorer, and I don't think this works anymore because I'm running this on Windows 10, and yeah, I don't know. And actually, I believe these require Internet Explorer, so I'm assuming, now I don't know this for sure, but I am assuming that when Internet Explorer is removed from Windows, this game won't run in anymore. And yeah, there's a jungle ambience, which is kind of cool.
Delete saved game.
This allows you to delete your game.
Play each level by itself.
Play each level by itself. That's self-explanatory. That just lets you play an individual area or level.
Learn game sounds.
Learn game sounds. I'll go in there in a second.
Speaker test.
This is very, very important.
Left. Right.
Yes, thank you, Philip.
Quit.
And quit.
Learn game. Choose the level you want to hear the sounds for. Level 1, jungle practice.
So I'll go through these.
Choose a sound.
So you hit enter, you hit the up and down keys to go through, and you hit enter to listen.
And the animal one.
And you can hit enter as quickly as you want. Yeah.
And the animal two. And the animal three. And the animal four. You've been injured by an animal.
Okay, sorry.
Animal hit.
Wait.
You animal hit, but not killed. Animal killed. Swinging vine.
Yeah, so the vine goes from left to right. You have to press the up arrow when it's in your left ear and the up arrow again when it's in your right.
Catch a line.
I got it.
Bonus object. Catch bonus object. Jump up and land. Warning for pit.
Whoa. Whoa.
Warning for pit, too.
Whoa.
You have fallen into a pit and died. Return to me. Choose level 1, jungle practice. Level 2, tiger fight. Choose a sound. Tiger. Tiger killed. You've been killed by a tiger. Return to main shoot. Left bonus round 1.
I'm not going to go through all these because I will be explaining as we go. Alright, let's go back.
Return to main menu.
And whatever you do, do not press escape or you will close the program.
Main new game.
So,
Vine speed round.
Let's try Vine speed round.
Vine speed round.
So, you can't walk backwards. Basically, you hit the right arrow. And...
I got it.
And I think these get faster.
I got it.
There we go. Jump.
I got it.
Sorry about that.
I got it.
Yeah, it's getting faster.
I got it.
Wow.
I got it. I got it. I got it.
Score is 55. Make new game.
So that's how Vine works, or Vines work.
Choose a difficult easy.
And
medium, hard, insane. Easy.
For demonstration purposes, I'll go with easy.
Loading game. Level 1, jungle practice.
Now there is music. I turn the music off. You hit the space bar to attack when you hear an animal. You can only walk to the right, so just hit the right arrow.
You got a slingshot. Congratulations.
Okay, when you hear that beeping noise, you want to hit the space bar. That's a bonus item.
That was just a fake.
Yeah, okay.
Whoa.
Okay. Oh, whoops, I got hit. Check your health, you hit H.
4.
To check your lives, you hit L.
3.
Whoa.
Okay. When you walk, you want to hit the up arrow when he goes, whoa. So I just cleared that pit. You don't hit the up arrow and tap the right arrow. What the heck? Okay. What you want to do, actually, this is coming back to me. You hit the... So you go to the right. When you hear him go, whoa, you take one more step. If you hear a vine, you have to swing. If you don't, you press the up arrow.
That was just a fake.
So let's just keep going. Whoa. Here we go.
I got it.
Well, 5 extra ammunition to your slingshot.
That's useful. The slingshot will become extremely useful later on. Okay. I just jumped. So this game isn't perfect.
I got it.
5 extra strength.
It was coded by a 14-year-old, but you know, not bad. All right, let's do this.
I got it.
Jump. Go away.
I got it.
Nothing like Perilous Hearts, man. Perilous Hearts would have been a really cool game, and I hope he completes it one day.
That was just a fake.
Because, man, that was a cool game.
5 extra ammunition to your slingshot.
Now, to switch weapons...
Slingshot.
You hit W, and I think you can hit A.
15.
To check your ammo.
Spear.
I'm going to hit... hit W to go back to my spear.
Level 2, Tiger Fight. Game paused. Select an option. Resume game.
Okay, before we continue, let me explain what's going to happen. By the way, you hit P to pause the game. This is basically where you have to kill tigers. And if you're playing on easy, they'll come from the left, center, or the right. If you're playing on the higher difficulties, I believe it gets harder because they come from... far left, near left, center, near right, and far right. Basically, you have to find the correct place where the thing is and hit the space bar. And I believe you can hit the up arrow to return you to the center. Let me just check this menu.
Save game.
So
resume game. Save buy ammunition for your slingshot.
Yeah, you can buy ammo for your slingshot.
Cancel game and go back to main menu. Resume game.
Yeah, I'm just going to resume. You have to be really quick. Yeah. Whoa.
Round. Catch as many coconuts as possible.
Whoa, an old ape is coming toward me. Well, I don't think he's an enemy after all.
Oh, hello there. I've sat in my tree and watched you for a while now, and I think you've done a very good job in the jungle in the last few minutes. Well, can I ask you something? I'm very old, you see, and not as good at swinging as I was once, and I'm very, very hungry. Would you please help me get some coconuts? If you can, I will give you a special reward. Well, good luck then.
Time's up. You'll receive one extra life. Congratulations. Level 3, the territory of the monkeys.
Okay. And now we just sit here and listen to this awesome ambience. So that kind of happened a little too quickly for me to describe. But basically, you'll hear the coconut noise on your left, right, or in the center. If it's on the left, you hit the left arrow. The center, you hit the up arrow. And the right, you hit the right arrow. That's all there is to it. Now...
5.
Okay, I've got... Okay.
10.
10 health, that's not bad. So this is territory of the monkeys. Basically, you walk to the right, and you have to swing on vines. There's lots and lots and lots of vines. If you fall in the river, you have to swim, and you have to avoid stones by jumping up when you hear the little rumbling noise. I believe there are also tree branches that you can land on, and if they snap, you fall in the river. There are monkeys, which will kill you if you don't kill them. So if you're on a vine and you hear the monkey, if you don't kill it, you'll get killed if you try to jump. I like to use the slingshot.
Slingshot, 15.
Actually, I should probably save that.
Spear.
So, if you use the slingshot, it doesn't matter where you are in the stereo field. If you use the spear, you have to line up the monkey sound with your current position on the vine. So let's go.
Whoa. Whoa.
Alright.
I got it. I got it. I got it. I got it. I got it.
Alright.
Whoa. Whoa.
I got it.
Whoa.
And yeah, you can't stay on the vines forever.
I got it.
You have to get off or you'll die.
Whoa! Ah,
ah, ah. Alright, let's go. Now I'm on the branch.
Whoa! Whoa!
I got it.
Hey.
I got it. I got it.
Whoa. Whoa.
I got it. I got it. I got it. I got it. I got it.
Walk.
Whoa. Whoa.
Huh?
I love this level.
Whoa. Whoa. I got it.
That is an angry monkey.
I got it. I got it. I got it. Whoa. There's the alpha monkey. Shit, he's too big. I can kill him with this little spear. I need to get out of here.
Oh no, you are going nowhere. You will have to fight me.
So, basically you just
run as much as you want. I'll get you anyway.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
So you try to escape me in the river. Well, I'll haunt you to hell and back.
He swim as good as a stone. Oh, he has drowned. Ha!
Ha! Yeah, you can't swing away from him. All right.
Level 4, Honey Hunt. Game paused. Select an option.
Now, for this one, these are bees that are coming at you, and you have to, I believe, hit them when they're in the center and keep them from stinging you. I am going to use the slingshot.
Buy ammunition for your slingshot.
I'm going to buy some ammo.
Buy ammunition for your slingshot. Use the up and down arrow keys to select a mount, then press enter. Instructions.
Basically, that'll tell you what it does. Well, let's go ahead.
Instructions. Every ammunition cartridge is priced at 10 points each, and one cartridge contains 5 rocks for the slingshot.
Sorry, that's my phone.
Return 117.
Whoa, that's a lot of ammo.
Return instruct 1.
You know what?
Return 117.
Screw my score.
Transaction complete. You are now in the park. Resume game. Slingshot. 6.
Yeah, my score sucks.
598.
But I have 500 ammo. So I don't care. Yeah, you're supposed to hit them in the center. But screw it.
Four. 578.
That's a lot of ammo. Holy cow. Sorry about that. People sending me messages. Okay, come on, this is boring. You know what?
Spear.
There we go.
Whoops, I think the game crashed. Maybe I should contact PB Games and tell them that... Oh no! What is that? It's the Queen Bee! I've never seen a such big bee before. Maybe I'll have to fight her.
Okay, now.
Yes, I got her, I got her, I got her. Da-da-da-da. Now it must work.
Ba-bum, ba-bum.
You eat the honey that you got from the bees. Your strength is now 24. Bonus
awesome.
Round. Remember as many numbers as possible. Press 3, 3, 6, now.
Okay, this is like Simon. Now, just to explain what's going on what was going on previously. When the queen bee attacks you, you basically have to run left and right to stay out of her way, or else you'll get stung. But you need to attack when the bee is in the center, and then you need to run away and then wait. It's not that hard. Okay, so this is like Simon. Let's see.
3, 3, 6. Good. Press 3, 3, 6. 2. Now. 3, 3, 6. 2. Good. Press 3, 3, 6. 2. 7. Now. 3, 3, 6. 2. 7. Good. Press 3, 3, 6, 2, 7, 9, now. 3, 3, 6, 2, 7. 9. Good. Press 3, 3, 6, 2, 7, 9, 9, now.
Okay, I'm done. I'm just gonna hit 1.
1. Wrong number. You're out. You'll receive 130 points. Level 5, Hunt in the Mountain.
Ah, that made me feel good. Well, I don't really know what to do now. I'm a bit bored. Oh, it's a woman screaming, and that sounds like a gunshot. If I climb this tree, I may be able to see what's happening. it's a Torgon. But what is he doing? He's vandalizing whole that village, killing people. Stop that immediately, you beast. Damn, he's shooting at me. Oh, that was close to my head. No, I'll make the Torgons pay for this. Yell, get to the mountain and kill them all.
Okay, now.
3 minutes, 55 seconds. Game paused. Select an option, resume game.
Okay.
Set resume game.
Basically, this is a side-scrolling level. You walk from left to right. There are enemies that you have to kill. You could probably hear one off to the right. The thing is the chest. You need to collect coins to unlock it. I think it's 10 coins. And you do that by killing things. Now, you're also timed. If you hit R, that will tell you your remaining time. I think you start with about 4 minutes, which should be plenty of time. If you fail, you lose a life. Also, you don't want to hit the chest with your weapons or else you'll die too. So, let's go.
Resume game. Sling spear.
You can also get bombs and mines. I don't use those.
One.
Yeah, C to check your coins.
One.
B to check your bombs.
Zero.
M to check your mines. I think you hit control.
Slingshot.
I'm gonna just use the slingshot. And the benefit of the slingshot is if stuff is close enough. Oop.
Four.
Okay.
One. Three.
Three bombs. I forget how you launch bombs. Let's try mine. You hit. Yeah, let's see. Is it Alt? Oh, yeah, it is. You hit Alt with the arrow key.
Two. Four.
La 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 la.
Three.
I'm not sure what that alarm is.
1 minute, 48 seconds, 8.
Oh crap, I need 2 more coins. Okay.
10. 1 minute, 28 seconds.
You enter.
Yes, I got the key. Now I just need to find its keyhole.
And the chest mysteriously disappears.
Three.
La 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 la. Shut up, you retard.
Wow, here's a door in the mountain wall. Well, I can at least try. Yes, it's open, it's open, it's open! Ha! And there's the gun of power. Wow, what a cool gun! I must try it.
Idiot.
Level 6, Torkin Pebble.
Oh no, what have I done now? How stupid is it possible to be? I guess I'll have them all after me in just a couple of seconds. And there are over 5,000 Torgas and I'm only one person. But on the other hand, I've got something they haven't. I've got the gun of power, so they can just try to come and get me. Oh, whoa, I can hear them coming. Well, I'm not frightened. Hello, guys, can't you see me? I'm here, I'm standing in the room of power. Come and get me, then. All right, here they come. I'll give them a warm welcome.
Game paused. Select an option. Resume game.
Okay. To explain this, you basically have to target the creatures. You hit the space bar. Each creature takes 5 shots to kill. I believe you have radar. I think if you hit R, you can turn it on and off. Basically, it'll beep when you hit the left and right arrows and get the creature centered. I said each thing takes 5 shots to kill. To reload your gun, you hit control. There's a thing called the Insane Blaster that will go across the screen, and you'll hear it. It'll be a sound that kind of sounds like, aha, aha, aha. It's And if he gets to the right edge of the screen, or I think the left edge as well, he'll throw a bomb and it'll hurt, and you don't want that. So he takes 10 shots. It's not terribly difficult, but let's get started. By the way, before we get started, I will say I love the cutscene once you beat this level. Anyway, let's
set resume game.
Let's go. Take that.
Okay, I've had enough of this rubbish now. Hey, Mr. Insane Blaster, give me those bombs you have.
thank you, and here we go! That's the way to do it. Hey, that was a good try, but sorry, mate, you're too slow. And now it's time for you as well, guys. Now they're all dead! Yay, all of them! Or maybe not.
Level 7, the final fight.
What the devil are you doing interrupting me while I'm sleeping? You're gonna pay!
Ha! So you think so? Well, come on then, monkey face. Let's see what you think about this.
Game paused. Select an option. Save game.
Okay, this is the boss battle. Now, with this, basically the boss has a gun that he'll shoot you with. He has a slingshot that will hurt you a lot. And you have to shoot him with your gun of power, so the same rules apply. Control to reload, you have 5 shots. You want to hit him when he's in the center. You move from left to right. There are also items that will spawn, and the boss will try to grab them, and the goal is to get there before he does, or else he'll get 5 health. And if you get it, you'll get 5 health. And you don't want him to get a lot of health, or it'll be a pain to take him out. Just as an aside, I believe this guy is voiced by Liam Irvin, the guy that did Super Liam and Judgment Day and Super Egg Hunt and all those games. Anyway, let's see if I can do this.
Resume game.
Actually, that wasn't too bad.
Level 8, Avalanche Escape.
I got him! I got him! I got him! Oh yeah, this is good. What is that? What's that sound? Oh no! Seems like our fight has caused the mountain to crack. Oh no, it's an avalanche of rocks! Oh my god!
Game paused. Select an option.
Okay, excuse me. This is the last level of the game. There's an avalanche that's coming at you. You have to run to the right. You can press the right arrow as quickly as you want. There are elephants which will come at you, and I think if you hit the up arrow, you can land on them. But you want to hit the up arrow as soon as you hear the elephant, and you don't hit the right arrow, because I think if you do, you get stomped on. But this level is not that bad. Let's go.
Resume game.
The other thing I should mention, too, is if you die, it saves your progress. So if you were halfway done with it, you can just keep going. So let's go. So yeah, you ride on the elephant, and I guess you have to wait until he's close enough. Whoops.
Congratulations! You have won!
Your final score is 1,599. Main menu. Use your up and quit.
Okay.
Thank you for playing Tarzan Jr. Exiting program.
Audacity. Track view table. Track one row not selected.
Yeah, so that is Tarzan Jr. You know, it's not bad. I played it, what, half an hour? 45 minutes, I guess. I don't know.
7:16 p.m.
Yeah, not terribly long, so it just shows that you can do this in a single sitting. I did forget to mention this was a commercial game. He used to charge $20 for it before PB Games went down. Not sure if I'd pay $20 for it. I mean, I guess for its time, it was pretty cool because this was made in, what, 2004 when they were first getting started with audio games and really having stuff in stereo. But, you know, so it was a commercial product. So when you download this, you want to extract the 7Z file and run the Tarzan Jr. setup program, install the game, and then run the patch program and hit the patch button, and then you won't have the demo restrictions. So, you know, that is Tarzan Jr. It's not bad, you know, for a 14-year-old kid, that's not bad at all. So, I hope you've enjoyed this. And until next time, you guys take care.